You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right. We're pleased as punch to have Lisa Crawley in studio. Hello there.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
And very Ben good. Maswick.
Howdy.
How are you?
Very well.
Cool.
What brings you guys to Auckland City? We know, but you can tell everyone
can
out there in Radio Land.
And they can win something if they know. No. Win a coffee with Ben.
Don't tell people to call in. What do you mean?
Yeah, that's right. It's a bit dark. so we are here to have, I was going to say have burger fuel. It was like my second reason because I miss it. Opening for Robbie Fulks tomorrow night at the Tuning Fork for the Great Southern Fork Americana Fest.
Are you guys are Melbourne based at the moment? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. So sweet. Ben is a Melbourne dude and I've lived there for almost 4 years now.
I was just there last week.
Didn't get in touch.
Let's bro down.
Do you have a good time there?
Yeah,
what did you get up to?
It's great. Oh, man, great things about Melbourne. Just about every home has like a great heating system. That's probably across Australia. the public transport's mint.
Yeah, that's good.
You know,
what were you up to there?
I was just hanging out with some friends and went to a wedding.
Ah.
Look, it's not about me though. It's about you guys. You guys are playing the Southern Americana Tuning Fork Fest. Jesus, I know I said that wrong, but
there's a lot of words in there.
In there somewhere.
Yeah. Southern Fork Americana Fest down at the Tuning Fork.
John.
You can get tickets from Ticketmaster. You guys are playing. Are you playing together? How does
we
this
are.
Work?
We're duoing it. We're combining forces on this one.
Cool.
Yeah, we've been doing quite a bit of playing and touring together. We've been doing some writing together as well. But yeah, we're doing a true kind of duo for this one, which is fun.
Nice. Yeah.
How long have you guys been playing together in Australia for?
Probably playing together for about 6 months or so.
A little longer, maybe eight
months. Yeah, I mean, we both have our own bands. Like, I have another band that play with me, and then Ben's got his Ben Maswick and the Millions. And
great.
I just did a big show at the Spiegel Tent, kind of like an album showcase, which was real good.
Psychedelic honky tonk.
Kind of just invited my way to play some honky tonk piano in there. So, yeah, I'm a million, I guess. And,
and Ben, did I read correctly that you've sort of done a couple of tours of the southern states in America?
I was over, actually saw Robbie Fulks at Americana Festival last year, which was a hoot, so it's great to be supporting him, open up for him.
No doubt.
But yeah, I was over there. I did a little showcase at the Bluebird, which if there's any country music fans out there, they'd know the Bluebird for sure.
Okay.
That was pretty sweet.
For any Nashville fans.
Is it like a CBGB's for country?
Kind of, yeah.
It's, like
it's a bit
of
a ground
Shorten
zero.
Street.
Yeah.
You know how the Shorten Street's got the IV? Is there like,
right.
Oh, like
that's
Nashville,
like
everything is held at the Bluebird?
Sweet.
So yeah, it's kind of like that.
That's where it all happens. Yeah. It was one of those kind of surreal moments where you feel like you're in the TV show, but is it real? Is it not real?
And you're not getting paid.
I was over there with another band as well that I was playing banjo for, and we toured around. And
you were playing banjo?
I was playing banjo, yeah.
Ooh, what's your banjo? What are your banjo chops like?
Are we talking Steve Martin?
No, I'm not a bluegrass player.
He's so good, isn't he?
He's a weapon.
You seen him on The Muppet Show, like back in the day?
Yeah, he just shreds. Apparently it was just part of his comedy routine back in the day, like... But he's basically like a little Hendrix on the
yeah, he's
banjo.
The boss. But yeah, no, he's a bluegrass player.
Okay.
I'm a clawhammer banjo, which is the more old-timey kind of style.
Cool.
But it mixes quite well with more kind of country rock stuff, I think.
Sweet.
So yeah, I was cruising around with a band called the Hillbillies, the Clifton Hillbillies, and we were we went down to Austin, did a bunch of shows down there as well, and a few things in Nashville. It was good times.
Nice.
Did you enjoy playing in Austin?
Yeah, Austin's great. It's kind of like Melbourne in the desert and with the acid turned up a little bit. It's yeah,
wow.
Lots of cactuses everywhere.
Keep it weird.
Yeah, that's right.
Sweet. Should we kick into a number? Who's first? Because you guys are kind of doing each other's tunes, right? That's how you describe
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, we're not like, we're doing our own songs, but playing each other's songs. So we're not swapping. We're not getting
that
creative
right,
yet.
Right. What are we doing first?
We'll do one of mine.
I'll
it's called
this.
Wedding Band. That was
the
last.
Top 10.
Good tune.
Was it?
It has been.
Really?
Yeah, it's been up.
Hey, tune in to 95BFM. You can stream it if you like.
Oh, I listen to it all the time. I do.
Lies.
It's not true. Yeah, I listen to it. I do. On the Sonos at home.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Because my brother has a show on here sometimes and tune into Esther and
shout
know.
Out to Matthew Crowley.
Right on.
That's right. Anyway, No, I don't. I mean, I've been long time listener. I played at Fancy New Band like 10 years ago or something. You know. Anyway.
BFM.
Yeah, this is called Wedding Band, which the music video was all footage of weddings that I had sneakily shot and turned into a film clip.
Nice.
All right. I'm gonna be the wedding singer, you're gonna be the groom. I'm singing Girl from Eponema as you're working round the room. I know it could have been me in those off-white wedding shoes, but I had to get away. I was not feeling good. You didn't have to wait, but I always thought you would. And oh, I want you to be happy. And oh, I want you to be happy. And oh, I want you to be happy. But she's lighting up the room and I'm singing with the wedding band. I overhear the small talk, it goes with the small town. But no, I never made it. Yeah, I should have settled down. I could have been your bride, but there'd be no life inside me. Sometimes.
Fantastic. Yeah, that did well on our top 10.
Yay. I recorded that in Canada earlier this year. I did an artist residency at a place called the Banff Centre, so I got to record that one with a guy called Howard Billerman, who's really, really great kind of engineer producer, did lots of Arcade Fire stuff.
And does sound fantastic.
Yeah. I enjoyed doing the arrangements and getting Fats Kaplan, who's Beck's violinist and stuff. It was just a really crazy, unique experience that I've never kind of been in the snow before like that.
Oh, was it in the middle of winter?
It was cold, man. It was minus 20 degrees. It was like Narnia, but without like the Turkish delight.
Sounds and, more like Mars.
That was weird.
When? Oh, sorry, what month or months
it's
were you
March
in Canada?
And yeah, so it's in the Rocky Mountains, and you get your own little artist hut. But fellow songwriters and visual artists and creatives, I highly recommend checking out the Banff Centre. That's BANFF Centre for Arts and Creativity. It's got all year round residencies for stuff. So
and you just send a proposal in.
Yeah, and there's some funding available and stuff. It's yeah, man. Highly recommend it. Audio engineers is like things there as well. Something for everyone.
Did you say Beck's violinist?
Yeah.
As in Beck?
As in like Beck, yeah. My accent's getting a little... but Beck. And Jack White, he's just this craziest guy called Fats Kaplan. So there was this faculty that you can work with on songwriting, and he's like this crazy pedal steel fiddle player.
Is he in fact chubby? Is he fat?
Fats Kaplan?
Yeah.
No, he's perfect. Rather petite. Check out his Instagram.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, yeah. That was fun.
So how have you enjoyed being based in Melbourne the last few years? What's the sort of scene like over there for you guys?
Everything, isn't it?
There's very much a bit of everything. I was talking to somebody about it last night, and they were like, yeah, in Melbourne you can just like make a living like playing original stuff all the time. And I'm like, well... It's so sub-genred. Yes. So it's like whatever you're into, the weirdest thing that you're into, there'll be a scene for it.
You'll have a pal.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm still looking for a recorder club. I still play a recorder.
I think if you actually Googled that, you'd find
it. Probably do some moves. Yeah. Yeah, I managed to kind of get by just from doing music, but kind of have to do the odd function. Oh, I run a piano karaoke night, which is really fun.
Try and play piano to songs?
No, I play piano. Right. I'm your karaoke machine. So if you suggest a song, like,
that's great.
Like you would sing it. So if you say one to me now.
Have a quick go.
Remix to Ignition.
Like so.
Mama rolling that body.
Got the keys in. Giving that.
Yeah,
so that's kind of like my party trick. So I can just kind of. And then they go, oh no, I want to start lower. And you have to. Yeah, people get a bit like. Take it for granted to, but yeah. So I do stuff like that. Like I run a piano karaoke night and sing shitty jingles.
That's got to be great for your palate and your fingers, right?
Yeah, like you just good for your chops.
You learn the ways.
Yeah,
sweet.
Yeah, and Ben's got another job as well and does.
Yeah, I got the day job, so I can just go out and I don't have the musicality to do that kind of crazy stuff. I just write my own songs and play them.
That's good though. Yeah, and there's. Coming from New Zealand, one of the main differences is that there's heaps of pubs with live music every night, and that will pay you a pretty good guarantee, but you're going to be doing two sets and you're just going to be chit-chat going the whole time. But it is a gig, so when you go to organise a special kind of event, like a ticketed thing, it can be a bit tricky because there's just so much to compete with. Sure. But saying that, it's great having those midweek gigs to tide you over. But
yeah. Do you find like... Any sort of musical documentary I seem to watch has the artist of any sort of note or stature has always had this like long history of playing like show after show after show after show constantly, like two shows in one night, like that sort of thing. Do you find that you know, once you get on a roll doing that, your playing just shoots through the roof and you get heaps better? Or
I reckon, like before coming here yesterday, I did two gigs. I did two gigs, one at a winery and then one at like for a function thing, and then.
But there was probably wine at that one as well.
No. At the function thing, yeah. then we had a midnight flight, so you know you just got to keep busy and make it work so you can do the gigs that you want to do. And if you're like me, like pay your band members decent, like an okay, or pay them something, you know. And so you have to balance it. And I do wedding stuff as well. You get sent to people's weddings and you don't even know the other band members, and you just have to know heaps of songs, and then you just kind of chuck.
Do you ever drop that last tune at a wedding?
Nah, not yet. Not yet. But I've got all the footage from the video from all the weddings.
Perfect.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Let's go round two. I reckon come around a bit more for the guitar. I want to get a mic right on that. Yeah. Sorry about the creakiness, guys. It's just real life stuff happening here.
This is a song I just released back home. Did a big show at the Spiegel Tent with the full band, which was really fun. This is the first single off... my forthcoming record, which is going to come out next year. It's about getting lost in LA deliberately and not wanting to come home.
It's called MIA in LA. There's a band Ben makes all his own music videos, and they're really good, so you should check that out.
8:45, Tuesday morning, headed out for breakfast, when my friends got calling, that was the last I saw him, didn't get no warning, now he's MIA in LA. Last night I saw him, we was doing some talking, about where things were going, all the things he was knowing, think he started to cry, when I turned out the lights, now he's MIA in LA, MIA. So many SMSs, looked up countless addresses, I called up all his friends, followed up all the loose ends, but I've heard absolutely nothing, and I'm desperate for something, now he's MIA, he could be at a bar, he could have rented a car, he could be on a train, he could have hopped a plane. To stay, now he's MIA in LA. And I bet that he's loving this, every little piece of this. Maybe something to win this, you know, anything can happen in a town like this. Have you turned the pages of them weekly papers? So many MIA in LA. He always used to say that he would love to stay, stay and live one day.
Probably the type of town that you can get quite MIA in, no doubt.
Absolutely.
I got lost so much.
So, you guys are playing with Robbie Faulks tomorrow night as part of the mighty Southern Fork Americana Fest.
Certainly are.
Kick ass. Right.
It's a lovely venue.
Tickets at Ticketmaster or maybe rock up down there. Yeah, it's a great venue. It is a good venue. It's got a good sound. It's good.
Yes. I did an EP launch there about a year ago or so. It's lovely. You know, better than playing at the Spark Arena. That's a bit indulgent.
But you can kind of say that you are as well.
I still say Victor though. I've never been to Spark Arena.
That's pretty.
Yeah, we're pretty much the arena. Like,
yeah, it's the same gist.
Quality, but more intimate.
This is about the time where we go. Can we have one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Yeah, man.
Someone wanted something happy, so they call up and say they wanted something happy before.
Okay.
Because we've got a song called Happiness.
Okay.
So this is for, was it a drain layer that?
Yes.
This is for our drain layer friend that called up before.
Dig in the trenches, man.
This song's called Happiness. Lisa and I wrote this one together.
Oh, yes.
I won't
this I will fall onto the ground. But I'll run around with you and I'll do my best. I won't shortchange you on being blessed. But I can't sell you on happiness. Take a walk back down to yesterday. Town where they used to say, pick yourself up and shake it down, let your sorrow fall onto the ground, let your sorrow fall onto the ground. Let your sorrow fall onto the ground.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ben Matwisk.
Close. Try again.
Dig upwards.
And Lisa Crawley.
Give me your name.
Mastwick.
Mastwick.
It's a tricky one. My uncle got jack of it and changed his name to Mast.
Wow. Head on down to the Southern Fork Americana Fest, happening pretty much all week, right? Mm-hmm. But these two will be kicking off tomorrow.
If you haven't actually heard Robbie Fuchs, he's one of those guys that like is not kind of out there that much. And, right. But when you hear him, you're like, holy shit, this guy's incredible.
He looks like a serious character. Looks like a lovely guitar that he's playing as well.
Tina Fey, one of his quotes was, Robbie Fuchs is a god or something. That was Tina Fey.
Wow.
So
yeah, definitely.
Tina thinks that he's worthwhile.
If you're thinking about it, have a little Google and check out some Robbie Fuchs. Like, you'd be a fool to miss him.
What time? What time do you guys kick off tomorrow?
It's an early one. We're on at 8:00. So doors from 7:00.
Thanks a million for dragging your stuff up here. It's such a pleasure.
That's right.
Thanks so much for having us.
All the best.
Thanks a lot.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.